Yesterday, we reported that investigative reporter Ivan Golunov was released from house arrest in Russia after authorities there dropped their case against him. It seemed like a victory for protesters who'd taken to the streets to denounce Golunov's arrest and what they said were trumped-up drug charges. But today, there were more protests in Moscow. And more arrests. The BBC's Olga Ivshina is back to tell us what happened.
More than 420 people were detained today in Moscow. Most of them weren't arrested. Most of them were released a few hours following their detention, but some can be held for 48 hours, 24 hours. It will depend on court decision.
I know opposition politician Alexei Navalny was detained. What was he charged with?
It's actually a rare case when Alexei Navalny is participating in a rally, but he's not an organizer and he's not the main figure. So that was this rare case. He came just an ordinary participant of the rally. He was detained as usual. That's quite usual. He's now accused of being an organizer of this rally, which is not true.
And is he still detained or was he detained and then let go?
He's still detained as far as I know.
So what was the original reason for today's rally?
Yeah, this rally was announced a few days before when Ivan Golunov, Russia's independent journalist, was still detained and was kept under house arrest. It was a rally demanding his freedom. Since the news about the fact that the charges were dropped, various people had mixed feelings whether to go or not to go on a rally today. And interesting, my colleagues spoke to people on the streets and they had completely different agendas. Some of them were political activists campaigning to go there against the government. Some were there still in support for Ivan Golunov. There would be one more rally if you days later on the 16th of June, so there are still more things to follow.
I understand at today's rally there were people shouting stop police terror. Did you hear that?
Yeah, if you look at the polls figures, the majority of Russians don't trust the police at all.
Why not?
For example, if you look at the charges which Ivan Golunov got on Thursday, so charges on drug dealing on a mass scale, as we all found out yesterday, there was absolutely no evidence. And if you look at the figures, 25% of all prisoners in Russia are there due to drug dealing charges. And then if you then look at the mathematical statistics of the amount of drugs they were detained with, it's in almost 100% of cases, they had as much drug amount as was needed for the case to be open. Hmm. Not less, not more, as much as needed. It doesn't prove anything, but from the statistical point of view, it's very, very suspicious because the curve should be different.
So they suggest there's a recipe for being able to arrest somebody on a drug charge.
Yeah, it's not the first time, Russian police comes under huge strike.
What are those who are attending these rallies, what do they want to see happen?
Well, it depends, because their agenda is completely different. Some are political activists like Alexei Navalny. Others are just ordinary people who have no relation to politics. Others protest against actions of the police. So their agenda is different. The only thing which unites them is they want change because people don't see changes. Things don't change. The economy is not growing. People experience troubles. There is no political change. People are not enjoying consumption anymore because they're in trouble economically. People demand change and they don't see many channels through which they can talk to government, they can talk to officials. That's why some people tend to establish this dialogue through such rallies, through going to the streets and joining various protest movements.
The BBC's Olga Ivshina. Thanks a lot, Olga.
Thank you.